Thanks. This is an hour number two with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond, and the folks from the North Dakota Game and Fish are going to be here for a good chunk of the hour to answer your questions and talk about, among other things, the deer lottery. Any questions, welcome. We always appreciate the opportunity to visit one-on-one with the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish. North Dakota, obviously, enjoy the outdoors, and whether it's hunting or fishing or boating or whatever it is on your mind, certainly welcome your calls, questions, and comments for the experts that will be with us for a good chunk of the hour. Towards the end of the hour, we're not exactly sure at what point, but somewhere after a quarter to 11, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is going to check in and report in for those folks that have been calling regularly to say they want more fight on Obamacare, like, for instance, making it part of the budget battle, or more fight on the immigration issue, not wanting a compromise between both sides. She'll update on that, and just overall, the sentiment we're getting from a lot of listeners over the last couple of weeks is, okay, there's too much goal line to get along here. We need some stark differences and some battles, and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will check in for you on that front on the program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your questions welcome on Facebook. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, weigh in right there anonymously with your questions, or also email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So let's get rolling with another hour, and Steve has our guests.
And we have, of course, North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwand and Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief of North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
And when you start looking at some of the numbers, everybody was excited about coming in with the deer lottery this year. Were these the numbers that we were expecting as far as applicants and people not getting their deer licenses? It seems like this is an exorbitant number for, were there more applications, or what was the case? Because it seems everybody I've talked to, I didn't get a license.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tougher draw this year. I do have some figures here. Just as comparison, last year we had a little over 84,000 total applications. As comparison, this year we had almost 101,750 applications, and with the lesser deer licenses, we knew it was going to be a tougher draw, and it took us a little longer this year to get the results out than we have in the last several years because of some law changes. One of those was the resident gratis license applications had to be in at the same time if they were going to get the deer choice that they wanted, which is normally any sex, any species. And that takes quite a bit of time to get those legal descriptions keyed in, and especially if they're not. Now, we did have, I think it was around 8,100 applied online, so that really helped, but we still had about 6,000 we had a key with the temporary help that we had, so it took a little longer. But yeah, there's some disappointed people out there, some of my family members included in that, and I know some department personnel also, but and we have received some emails and some phone calls, and we will respond to every one of those, but it's going to take some time, especially if it's on a preference point issue. We have to check back, and we only have a couple people working on that. So be patient. We will get back to you, because we just had a meeting this morning and said we got to make sure we're back to everybody and explain everything.
Clark has a question for our guest, and speaking of those that use the online method, has a question about that. Clark, you're in Glenburn, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I got a question. I got a buddy up here, and he applied, you know, like this, like Game and Fish told us to apply for the gratis tag at the same time as you would the gun tag, or else you might not get your gratis tag. Well, when he looked on the computer yesterday, he was successful on the gratis tag and the buck tag. Now, I just want a Game and Fish to clarify, is he going to get two tags in the mail?
Jeb, that might be a question for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Last night I was visiting with an individual about this very issue, and I think one of the complications here is that, because this was the first year that the gratis applicants had to have their application in before the deadline if they wanted, of course, a, like Terry said, an any species, is that that's how it's showing up on the online system. So the answer to your question is no, they do not get two licenses. What happens in that situation is if they were drawn for their regular lottery license, for their unit license, if they were drawn for that, then of course then they don't get their gratis license. They get one or the other. And so that was, I mean, that's the advantage, though, of course, of gratis holders to be able to do that. But they won't get both licenses. But if they were successful in drawing a unit-wide license, that will be the license they receive.
Does that answer your question, Clark?
Yeah, that helps. And then the other question was last year, I know this is last year and in the past, but when they told us landowners to apply for just a gratis because that was the only way you're going to ensure you're going to get yourself a buck tag. What my only concern with that is normally a landowner would apply for a regular tag, and then if he gets turned down for that, still get the gratis and receive his preference point. Well, last year we didn't get any preference points. Is there anything that's going to be done to fix that issue in the future?
Well, just so I'm understanding, right, last year, of course, we did. We sent out a letter to landowners because in years past, we allowed, understanding and recognizing that over 90% of the state is privately owned and, you know, sportsman opportunity are largely dependent on private land opportunities. We've always been pretty flexible with the gratis system. Last year, however, with the low amount of licenses, we sent a letter to gratis owners encouraging them to get their gratis license in early because there was no guarantee, and we didn't know. And last year, when there was only 65,000 licenses issued, we didn't want the situation of a landowner coming in August, and like he's been doing previously in the last number of years, and going, okay, here's my gratis license, and we being in the situation then of going, well, we're all out of licenses. And once we are completely out of licenses, we can't, by law, issue a gratis license. So that's what we tried to do. We tried to encourage landowners that are interested in the gratis to get that in early to ensure they still had that license filled. We didn't know. There's no way for us to know last year that there was going to be remaining licenses. And so people, I had that conversation with people that they were kind of upset about that. But I guess we were just trying to communicate with gratis owners last year to encourage them to get in with that.
Yeah, and I will say, I think you guys did the method you're using this year, having us send in the gratis application at the same time as we're sending in for our normal buck tag, I think that's a good idea because, for instance, a guy like me, I did not get my buck tag, but I sent in my gratis at the same time, so I was still able to receive my preference point this year. So I think you guys have fix that problem too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and again, and just so you know, that's not it's not super popular with everybody either. But it is a system, like you said. We always recognize that our flexibility has to go a little further with landowners in North Dakota if we're going to have that relationship and sportsmen are going to have that opportunity. So we do the best we can and recognizing that we're not perfect, but we do the best we can in those situations.
Clark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. We're chatting with Terry Steinwein, the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, as well as Jeb Williams, who's the Assistant Wildlife Division Chief. Any questions or comments, welcome for him again, 800-228-0550. How do you decide on the total number of licenses that were going to be available? Bring us into the method of that madness, if you would.
Well, I'd be glad to answer that. One of the things in North Dakota, we have a number of legs on the stool, so to speak, when we're looking at determining deer license numbers. Of course, a big part of that is our survey methods out there that we have, and we have a couple different survey methods. And of course, our harvest questionnaire survey is very important to us. When people get that harvest questionnaire survey, it's important that they get that back to us, that there's a barometer that is set there as far as You know, about a 70% success rate that we've been able to gauge over the years in determining that, you know, if that falls below that 70% success rate, people, I mean, generally speaking, there's the public would probably like to see more deer out on the landscape. We also have our aerial surveys that we have, and, you know, most years when we have snowfalls, that's a big tool for us. When we have adequate snow on the ground, we're able to survey the population, and then we also have, you know, public advisory board meetings, you know, we have, personnel from our field, and of course then we also have you know, other comments and things like that from the public that where we're able to gauge where we're at with you know, deer numbers. And so we have a number of different things out there that we use, and again, like I said earlier, we know we're not perfect, but we have good trend information set in place there that that looks at our factors when we're actually setting those license numbers. And again, a lot of it does come back to private landowner tolerance. We had three really tough winters in a row. We had decent number of deer going into those three winters, and then we also, our landowner tolerance got pretty small after those three winters.
Are we still recovering from those three brutal winters?
Absolutely. We still are. There's no doubt. And we had high harvest goals in that same time as well. And so we had a combination of things come together that brought things down.
We'll take a look at the numbers between whitetails and mule deer as well as pronghorn coming up. It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's on your mind? 701. 1-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan and Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief of North Dakota Game and Fish. Your questions, Wade in Minot, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, just wondering, my wife drew a mule deer tag for me, and I'm just wondering what was open for public hunting over there.
Did you say 4B or 4D?
4B.
4B as in boy. Okay, so you're in that area north of Beach and north of Medora on the west side of the Little Missouri River. There's actually quite a bit of public areas out there with the Little Missouri National Grasslands managed by the United States Forest Service. So I would encourage you to contact the Forest Service office. They have very good maps identifying the public property, whether it be Forest Service, state school land, any type of public property like that, as well as showing the private property on there too. So our plots maps also indicate that they're not as probably large in scale as the Little Missouri National Grasslands map, but that would be my advice to you, is to get a hold of a Forest Service map. It has a really good identification of the public and private areas.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks for the call, Wade. And just a quick reminder, when you do call, by the way, turn down your radio and listen on the phone. It'll just be easier. Otherwise, you're going to get that delay. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, before the break, Steve, you had a question about whitetails, right?
Yeah, the whitetail versus the muley numbers. The whitetails seem to be hit harder with the winters that we've had. And you brought a great point during the break, Terry. We had a pretty brutal winter this year up in the northern part of the state. So this is another year where you're not looking at some big numbers production-wise from deer. How does it break down in the western part of the state with the mule deer numbers?
Well, I'll try to answer that a little bit and then turn it over to Jeb here. We actually are seeing a little bit of an increase, but if people remember, we had a no doe harvest last year. That's the engine. That's the production part of any deer population or any animal population. So it is increasing, but we are on the edge of the mule deer range here, so it becomes a little bit tougher. Whitetail, yeah, they were hit hard, but they are able to rebound a little bit faster given adequate habitat out there and enough habitat. But Jeb, I'll turn over the mule deer question to you.
Sure, yeah, like Terry mentioned, that you know, last year for the first time ever, we in our eight core Badlands units, we had a restriction on no antlerless harvest out there for mule deer. And all things considered, we think that was a good thing. We had a fairly mild winter up there, until you get to the northern Billings County, southern McKenzie County area where the winter line was definitely distinct. But, south of that, it was decent and definitely a benefit. And we saw that with some of the winter survival, abundance that we did the survey in the spring. And so we feel comfortable right now that we're at least going in a good direction, and definitely there's some situations out west. I mean, things are changing out there. It's fast and furious, and some landscape changes that nobody really knows exactly how it's going to impact mule deer and other species. But we all know one thing: things are changing a little bit out there, and you know. So we hope that this recovery continues. We hope that there's some luck on our side with good winters moving ahead to where we can allow some harvest of some mule deer doe in those eight core units sometime soon.
A few of our listeners that are obviously disappointed about the deer lottery have been asking about what remains. Now, there are some antlerless deer gun licenses that remain, that those that were unsuccessful out of the 44,000 from the big lottery still have a shot at, right?
Absolutely, and we knew that after the first lottery there were likely not going to be any antler licenses left, and there are not. Right now there are 3,200 antlerless deer gun licenses remaining, and of course they're spread throughout the state. I'm not going to say it, but there's some. It's ranging anywhere from 33 in a unit and 3E2 up to 501 and 3F1. So there are some opportunities out there yet, and the people that were unsuccessful in the first lottery will certainly be given first choice at any of these licenses.
And all those numbers are available on the website.
And these are available on our website, yes.
Online option available beginning August 7th. Paper applications mailed to individuals August 12th, and then the deadline September 4th for those.
That is correct. And, of course, we prefer people do it online because it's just that much quicker, but there's not going to be a benefit if you do it online versus paper license.
800-228-0550. Our guest from North Dakota Game and Fish here to answer your questions, comments, and anything related to, obviously, spend a little time on the deer lottery today because it's big news, and you folks are a little disgruntled. But, as disappointing as that is, it also is, a sign of the interest. Did you say 101,000? Is that a record for the amount of applications, Terry?
I guess I don't know off the top of my head, Scott, but it's got to be really, really close. Of course, we're seeing a growing population in the state, and we anticipated a little bit higher application this year. Not quite this much, actually, but I think you hit a real key point there, that it does show the interest. Even though we'd like to make everybody happy out there, we know it's not possible, but it does show that there is an extreme amount of interest in hunting in North Dakota, and particularly deer hunting. And we're trying to look at options. Of course, there's a production phase of it, getting the deer on the ground out there for hunters to enjoy. And then our job is equitable distribution of that opportunity, which is a lottery system. We do have to get that habitat base up in order to get that deer population back. Now, they will come back because they are adaptable creatures, but it's just going to take us a whole lot longer without a good habitat base.
And I think I saw somewhere that the fishing licenses were at an all-time high as well that were issued this year. Is that right?
It's phenomenal. Well, we don't know what the license sales are this year. Last year, they were at all-time highs. Of course, as of April 1st, you needed a new license. But it is absolutely phenomenal out there. I was at a meeting in Devil's Lake yesterday and driving by some boat ramps on the way home, and every boat ramp was full out there. And it's not just Devil's Lake. It's Lake Sakakawea. It's the smaller lakes. And usually the smaller lakes this time of the year will start shutting down, as we say. The bite won't be nearly as good because it gets warmer, it gets weedy along the shore, the fish just don't seem to bite. That's not true this year. Every place we've heard is tremendous fishing. Now, I have had some comments. I've seen some surveys that we get called some unsavory names once in a while, but I don't know what they're doing if they don't have a hook on the end of their line or what they're using, because even people like me can catch fish. And if that happens, you know, fishing's really good.
Let's go back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Terry in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I just want to let you know, Mr. Steinwein, that I didn't get a deer tag. I did get my preference point, and I am delighted that I didn't get a tag.
Well, Terry, you're one of the few that are saying you're delighted to not get a tag.
I'm delighted because I didn't have to pay for that preference point.
Well, I do know who I'm talking here. I recognize the voice right away. So I appreciate it, Terry. And, yes, you will have an extra preference point next year.
That was also good.
You knew there was a punchline coming there somewhere.
There had to be one. Thanks for the phone call, Terry. We're up against the break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the propagation of the deer and how you keep that production side going with the loss of CRP acreage. We're talking with Terry Steinwand and Jeb Williams, North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennen, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 if you have questions for Game and Fish. A couple callers, but quickly, as far as the CRP, how do you deal with the acreage that are coming out? People think of CRP for upland game, a lot of waterfowl nesting, but it's vitally important for deer and a lot of other species as well.
Oh, it is. You're right, Steve. People think pheasants and upland nesting birds, including waterfowl. But we also know there's a study that we completed a couple of years ago in the central part of the state that 70% of the fawns were dropped and left on grasslands, whether it's CRP or native grass. That's an extremely high amount. And, of course, as you lessen that base, it number one, it provides kind of a buffet line for coyotes out there. And they're just not finding other places. It's probably more marginal habitat for fawning. So.
What's the state doing to deal with that?
Well, right now that's a federal program. There's not a lot we can do it. Now, there is an opportunity out there right now with a recently passed piece of legislation called the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and I don't know exactly where that's at, but I would guess within the next couple months we're going to be doing that. And, of course, our plots program, Kevin Kading and his group do just a wonderful job on that. We have a goal of 1 million acres. And there's an access plus a habitat component, but that's not going to cover everything.
Yeah, and that's a good point on that, Terry, too, is that just for people's understanding with the CRP, what it did to North Dakota and, of course, the cost associated with it, I believe in 2007 when we had peak acres in North Dakota of, you know, over 3 million, about 3.2 million acres, that was approximately $120 million annual payment to producers across North Dakota. And so we get the question a lot about, you know, where does plots fit into this? How can plots pick up the pieces that have been left behind by the CRP leaving the landscape, and why we would love to do it if we had the funding to do it, but the funded mechanism just simply isn't there for us. Our total plots budget in the Game and Fish Department over a two-year period is approximately $12 million. Our total department budget is approximately $64 million over 2 years, and so, again, an annual CRP payment in North Dakota where there was approximately $120 million at a peak of 3.2 million acres, so And that, of course, was times when rental rates were lower than they are now, and so the competition rate is extremely higher now. And so to be able to make up that difference from our agency is extremely difficult.
Calls waiting for our guests from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department today. Joining us on the program, the director, Terry Steinwein, and also Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief. Pete, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, Pete. Where are you calling from?
Benedict.
In Benedict. All right, go ahead for our guest.
Yeah, see, I was told about these people that apply for gratis, they get their gratis, they get to shoot buck or doe, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's true, Pete. If you are a gratis license holder, you get one of those. You can shoot any sex, any species on the land described on your application. Now, legally, you cannot go off of that and shoot it, but yeah, you can. If you happen to see a mule deer buck on your property, now I'm going to say by Benedict. Now, if you're out in the western part of the state in one of those units, even with a gratis license, you cannot shoot a mule deer doe. But anything else is fair game.
Well, the reason I called is because of that last caller that said that he went in for his regular license and also a gratis license. Well, he could shoot either or on a gratis. He's taking a buck tag from potential hunters that don't have that option to go off on their own land. Wondering why they get away with that.
Well, Pete, that's what state law says, is they get to shoot within on the land that they own or rent for agricultural purposes. They get to shoot the species of their choice. And again, we've made a restriction of no mule deer or does in the western part of the state, trying to rebuild that population, but we can't bypass state law.
Pete, hopefully that answers your question. Mark in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I guess I just got a question about walleyes when they're stocked. I had heard a couple of years ago that you can tell the difference between a stocked walleye and a natural reproduced walleye, like a certain part of the fish turns a certain color or something. I was wondering if that's true.
Well, yeah, it is true, Mark, but you have to put it under a black light. And actually what our fisheries crew does and what they do at the hatchery, when they put them actually in one of the troughs before they stock them out, they put it's actually an antibiotic called oxytetracycline, and it actually incorporates into their ear bone. So when our guys go out and do the fall reproduction sampling, they'll take the ear bones out of all those, and if you put it under a black light, the ones that are stocked will fluoresce because you'll see that little ring. The ones that are naturally reproduced, you won't see it, so we can tell what proportion are stocked and not stocked. So from an angler, even myself right now, I know how to get the ear bone out. I know how to look at it. I don't have a black light. I couldn't tell just by looking at it whether it was stocked or not. But, yes, you are technically correct.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious. I had heard that, and I was just from my own curiosity, I wanted to see if there was a way I could tell. So, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, Mark. And I guess I'd say, you probably heard some news releases. We had tremendous production to the hatcheries this year. It stocked a record number of walleye out there. And with the water conditions across the state, we're just trying to prepare for the future. Now, if we go into a drought cycle, things are going to change quite a bit. But it doesn't look like we're in a drought cycle anytime soon here.
11 million walleye fingerlings into state waters this year in a total of 110 lakes and rivers. You aren't kidding.
They all taste the same.
The hatcheries at Riverdale and Valley City did some serious production there, didn't they?
Yes, and we have a very unique, from a nationwide perspective, a very unique relationship with the hatchery system of the Fish and Wildlife Service. We do not. We are the only state that does not have a state hatchery across the nation, and I'm pretty proud to say we're one of the most efficient monetary-wise or economic-wise on how we do that. We go out, collect the eggs across the state. We take them to the hatchery. They raise them up to the inch and a half, 2 inches, depending on what we have, and then we distribute them throughout the state, and we pay them for their time to raise them in the ponds up there, and it's probably the most cost-effective way in the nation. Now, is it always the easiest? Is a relationship always the best? We work hard, and we will continue to work hard in doing that, but you're seeing one of the benefits of doing it that way just this year.
Let's get back to the phones. Joseph in Minot, what's on your mind?
Two callers ago, I'd have to agree with them on the gratis thing. I truly do believe that it's unfair for the regular John Doe hunting guy. You know, they get the programming and whatnot, have you, and tax dollars from us, and I think it should be cut fair and square across the table. The vast majority of the money does come from, you know, townspeople, people that don't own land anyway, that enjoy the outdoors. So, other than that, Game Fish is doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate that, Joseph. And again, I'll just reiterate that that is the way the law is written, and we work very closely with the Natural Resource Committees of both the House and the Senate, and I would strongly suggest if you have feelings about that, contact your local legislators and let your feelings be known, and we'll work with them based on the numbers we have.
have an email from Wes here. Says, question for your guest. Another landowner and I have gotten verbal confirmation from our local game warden who sent pictures of rooted up areas in our pasture in Dunn County to biologists in Bismarck who confirmed that the damage was due to wild hogs. What will the Game and Fish do to eradicate this extremely damaging problem? I have three sections of land out in the Badlands that are being affected. Since they are nocturnal, can we shoot them at night? Who do we contact about this problem at Game and Fish?
Well, one of the it's good we discuss this because, you know, actually in North Dakota, the wild hog situation is not something that the public can actually just go out and start shooting. And the reason is because, the Board of Animal Health does not want regular citizens to be going out and just shooting what might be somebody's private livestock. In a lot of situations, of course, that's not the case, but between the Game and Fish Department, North Dakota Board of Animal Health, and the Wildlife Services, USDA Wildlife Services, we have worked on a variety of different projects in North Dakota and making sure that we are eradicating any wild pig problems that come to our attention. And so we have a process in place where the USDA Wildlife Services checks and inspects these areas when we get these reports in, and if there are problems and situations out there, we work directly with the landowners and use professionals to make sure to remove those animals.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Russian wild boar problem that's up in the Pamela Gorge area, but this is a new one to me. How do animals like this spread? Are these wild animals that have migrated, or are these escaped animals from somebody's farm? How does that process work? It seems like where the pig problem is up in the northeastern part of the state to the Badlands, that's a long way.
Well, I think it's a combination of all what you just said, Steve, and so that it is a interesting dynamic. But one of the things is very certain that I think most people agree on, as we certainly do at the Game and Fish Department and other agencies, is that we do not, absolutely do not want wild pigs established in North Dakota. And all anybody has to do is look at the problems they cause in any southern climate, southern states where they are on the landscape, and they'll never be off the landscape. And it's one of those situations that once they get there, they're very tough to remove. Now, one of the things that we do have in our favor in North Dakota for a lot of things that we don't want here, of course, is our winter weather, and that is in our favor. But they're very hardy species, and they've proven that they can actually overwinter in some spots too. So it's definitely something we don't want to see established on the landscape, and that's why we have a process protocol in place. When we get these reports, we have people on board to make sure we get those handled.
We got a lot of listeners in Benedict, North Dakota today. We love it. Steve, you're next up. Second call of the day from Benedict. Go ahead for our guest.
Say, this is Keith again. Say, you misunderstood my question. I have no problem with landowners being able to hunt whatever they want on their land. What I'm saying is he put in for a normal deer tank, and because he got his buck tag there, he didn't need his graphic tag. I mean, why are they allowed to go both ways? They're guaranteed a license for their gratis.
Okay, yeah, I did misunderstand your question, but I guess the answer is still the same because the law was passed just this last session that, again, the gratis applications had to be in by the regular deadline. And I specifically asked the question, does that mean that they can apply at the same time with a gratis and a lottery? And the answer given to me was yes, they can. So, again, that is law, and we can't change that at this point.
Thanks for the call, Steve. A question from Regent on whether or not the official season dates for the pheasant season have been established yet. It's set for October 12th. Has that changed or changing?
No, that's a standard opening date in North Dakota, the second Saturday in October. So mark it on your calendar for years to come, the second Saturday in October.
That's a holy day.
No kidding. And speaking of Regent, I can hardly wait to get back out there quickly. How does the pheasant population look?
Well, we don't have the true picture right now. We've heard some anecdotal reports of some not very good reproduction out there on the landscape right now. However, we're getting some mixed reports because one of the things that are out there right now, the grass cover, the habitat that we have on the landscape right now is in very good shape with all the rainfall. And so, I just talked to a friend of mine in southwest North Dakota yesterday who has had some friends out in the field farming and haying and not seeing a lot of birds. So different areas, they might have more than others.
10 seconds or less, pronghorn antelope, that population's starting to stabilize, right?
We're pleased that it's going, that it's reversed the downward trend and it now appears to be in the upward trend. So we hope to keep it going.
North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan and Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, on What's On Your Mind.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them. And lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Final segment of our What's on Your Mind August 1st edition Thursday program, and we're pleased to be joined by Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, checking in on a couple of issues that have had our listeners fired up of late. Nice to have you back, Congresswoman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pat Hinton. It's always a thrill to talk with you. Good to talk to you this morning.
We spent a little bit of time talking with our listeners about, you know, what they want on Obamacare. Should it be tied to a budget battle and a potential government shutdown? And Congressman Kevin Cramer was on with us this week. He said Obamacare is a disaster, which is why I voted to repeal it. Republicans and even Democrats agree we must repeal, replace Obamacare, but there are differences in opinion on the best strategy to dismantle it. I don't support holding up a potential continuing resolution to defund or amend Obamacare because I don't believe it'll work. Most of the funding for Obamacare comes from mandatory spending, which doesn't require a continuing resolution, and the President and the Senate will drag out a government shutdown without ever defunding it. Our best hope to get rid of Obamacare is to replace the leadership in the Senate and the White House, and in the meantime, continue to highlight its failures to the American people. Right or wrong?
Well, listen, of course, that's the strategy to be able to win those elections, but it didn't work so well last November. We have to work with what we have and play to our strength. What is our strength? Our strength is the fact that the House of Representatives holds the keys to the purse. We have the wallet, the money supply, the credit card. And so, therefore, the president doesn't get the money for Obamacare unless we get it to him. Now, you talked about discretionary spending versus mandatory spending. What we can do, we're the Congress, we can write the law, and we can write the law so that the money won't be given to the president on mandatory or on discretionary. And so there is all of the spending bills are what we're working on right now. That's what you see us on the floor talking about, all the spending bills. This is what we could do. This is what we should do, in my opinion. This week, we should pass a bill with all of the spending bills. There's only one person in this town that's talked about shutting down government, and that's President Obama, only one person. And he has said he wants to shut down government because, get this, he said we're not spending enough money. We're going into debt billions of dollars a day, and the president is willing to shut down the government over that. And I think what we should do is pass our spending bill this week to the levels that we believe are appropriate to spend right now, and just don't include the money for Obamacare, and also add language that says no money can go for mandatory spending, period. Do that, pass it in the House, send it to Harry Reid. That way we have fully funded government from our part, spread out across the country, make the case for fiscal accountability, and make the case for why Obamacare will literally mean very bad consequences for people across America. We could spend 3 hours talking about that. Make that case, and then at the end of the day, it's up to Harry Reid and it's up to Barack Obama, because we can adjourn. We can pass our bill, make our case, we can adjourn. That's our line in the sand. And then Harry Reid and Barack Obama are going to have to tell the American people that they're going to shut government down.
Congresswoman,
so
I don't think anybody sees the problem.
We're in a very strong position. We just need to use our strength.
Congresswoman, I don't think anybody sees the problem being in the House. How do you get that message over to the Senate?
That's their problem. Because I think, again, the American people are with us. They are sick of debt ceilings, spending money that we don't have. So they're with us on that message. They're also with us on repealing Obamacare, because they see it's going to be millions of jobs lost and millions of our constituents, people in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, all over, people are going to be thrown off employers' health insurance. We've always had employer health insurance. Millions of people are going to lose it come January 1st. We want to save those people and protect those people. We want them to be able to choose their doctor. We want them to have health insurance. We want them to be able to have affordable health insurance. That's why we're doing this. I believe we will win that argument with the American people, because it's where they're coming from. You just haven't seen the guts on the side of the Republicans willing to inspire the American people for our position. That's what we should do this week. And at the appropriate level, defund Obamacare. That's how you repeal Obamacare, is through cutting up the credit card, and then go make the case to the American people. We should be confident about our case.
Another issue, and we only have a minute left, so quick answer on this, if you would, that our listeners are concerned about is immigration. Paul Ryan at a town hall meeting last week signaled that the bill may be brought up, even if the majority of Republicans don't support it. I know you and others are just fighting to the dickens here. Give us a quick update on where that's at.
Yeah, well, right now, I think that the Republican leadership, they want an amnesty bill. That's what they want to have. And they're planning to bring it up this fall, which is a dreadful mistake. And again, I think we need to talk about this over August when we're home with our constituents, because, again, this will hurt American jobs. It'll be more low-skilled workers fighting for fewer jobs, and it'll also hurt wages. and it's going to hurt benefits. How does that help America? How does that help your listeners? So this is, again, another easy case to make, and unfortunately, a lot of the Republican leadership is just flat out going down the wrong road on this.
And folks that agree with you, what should they do? Well, how can they help?
Well, the Senate is worthless. Don't even bother calling them. We were betrayed by Republicans in the Senate. There's some good ones, like Jeff Sessions of Alabama. But what your listeners should do is contact your local member of Congress, go to a town hall meeting, send your message to them. They will be home, and they'll conduct meetings in August, and go out there and lift your voice up. It can be intimidating to stand up and say something, but you need to. You're just as important and just as powerful and just as valuable as your member of Congress.
Always a pleasure chatting with you, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the fighter. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.